Welcome to the Ask, Seek, Knock podcast. I am Tammy Lynn Clark, and today I'm going to bring you the story of Christ through color. Not sure if any of you remember, or perhaps you never experienced the wordless book from your childhood. Recently it was brought to my memory. It was a special story and song my mother taught my two brothers and I as young children when we were growing up. But first, a little backstory. My mother was a stay-at-home mom for much of our lives until my youngest brother Donald went to school. But all throughout our years when we were young, my brothers and I recall and reminisce about times we had together. It was a regular practice that my mom had with us children. She called it together time. This was a time when my mom would pull out all her craftiness and supplies and spend quality time teaching us, instilling values, and creating bonds with us children. To this day, my brothers and I talk about this time. During one of these times, she taught us a little song to go along with a colored, wordless book. I will attempt to sing it now. It goes like this. My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed it white as snow. And in His word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. To grow in Christ each day, I read my Bible and pray. I will also attach a link to a YouTube video of a woman that has a little visual and sings the song. So this song is pretty simple, but it tells a beautiful story of Christ and living for Him. Christ has done and continues to do so much for us so that we may live life here on earth, experiencing His beautiful creation. This story is so simple that it can even be taught to even our young little believers. I'm a preschool teacher, and my students love songs. They learn everything very easily and remember just about everything that is put to a song. So what better way to teach even the little ones the story of Christ? But not only is this story for the little ones, we all like mnemonic devices and ways to easily remember important information, and this is perhaps the most important information. So, we have little devices, everything from chunking sets of numbers into smaller sets to help us remember things like phone numbers and social security numbers, to creating little phrases like this one. My very excellent mom, sir, just served us noodles. This helps us remember the order of the planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Or some of you might remember this one. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. To help us remember PEMDAS, or the orders of operation for mathematics. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. We use devices and songs to help memorize important information. So a little more about this wordless book in a simple way that can even make sense to the young believers. Have you ever seen a book without words? Or without pictures? Even books without words or pictures help us learn. It allows us to use our imagination to create the story or the illustrations. So even this simple little book without words tells us a story about God and the best gift of all, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Black Page. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This page reminds me of sin. Sin is all the bad, yucky stuff that you and I do that makes God really sad. What are some things that you've done wrong? Take a moment to think of these things. All of those things that were just brought to our mind are sin. We all make bad choices. Everyone sins. Again, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This means that there is nothing we can do to ever make us good enough to reach God. But there is good news. God planned a way for us to reach Him. And this leads us to the red page. John 3:16, perhaps one of the most quoted Bible verses. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. God's plan was to send His perfect Son, Jesus. On Christmas, we celebrate His birth. And then we remember as He grew into a young man. All while walking on this earth, He never sinned. Jesus never sinned. Because of this, He was able to take our place on the cross and die for our sins. All of our sins, past, present, and even future sins. The color red reminds us of the blood that Jesus shed for our sins. Jesus's shed blood and death means we can be forgiven for our sins, the bad things that we do. But guess what? He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, Jesus arose from the grave, and even later, Jesus ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God. He is preparing a place for all those who believe in Him. Because of what Jesus did for you and I, we can have our sins forgiven. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This leads to the white page. Psalm 51:7, purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. If you look at a piece of white paper, it's clean, without blemish, no marks. And if we remember back to how black and dark our heart is from sin, we have a drastic comparison. But we don't have to have and keep that black heart. We can have a clean heart. Again, Psalm 51:7 says, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Jesus wants to forgive all of us of our sins and take them away. His blood will wash away all of that yuckiness, the darkness in our hearts. The Bible also tells us that when Jesus forgives our sins, He totally forgets about them. This leads to the gold page. Revelation 21:18-22. 18 says, and the building of the wall, therefore, was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto pure glass. Verses 19 and 20 go on to explain the remaining foundation and floors of the house and comparing them to precious stones. And then verse 22 concludes again, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the several gates was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as if it were transparent glass. Gold reminds me of things that are very special. It reminds me of God. God is perfect, and He does nothing wrong. God created you and me. Gold also reminds me of heaven. The Bible even says that the streets of heaven are paved with gold. Heaven sounds like a great place, doesn't it? But there is one thing that cannot ever be in heaven. That's sin. We learned that the only way to get rid of our sin is to ask Jesus to wipe it away. Here are three questions you can ask yourself. Do you believe that you have sinned and made wrong choices? Do you believe that Jesus came to forgive you of your sins? Would you like to ask Jesus to come into your heart and make it white as snow? If the answer to these questions is yes, pray the following prayer with me or your own similar prayer. Dear Jesus, I know you are who you say you are, the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by you. I know that I am a sinner and make bad choices. Please forgive me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for giving me of my sins, past, present, and future, and then rising again. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life and make it clean. Please help me make good choices and live for you. Thank you for loving me. In your precious name, amen. The Green Page, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Once we ask Jesus into our hearts, he changes who we are. We are a new creation. We now have Jesus to help us make good choices. The Green Page reminds us of how Jesus helps us to grow into the Christian he wants us to be. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3:18 that we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just as plants need three things to grow, sunshine, rain, and good soil, Christians also need three things. We need the Word of God and prayer. 1 Peter 2:2 says, As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. The Word feeds and nourishes us. Prayer allows us to commune with the Lord. Secondly, we need to be obedient to God's Word. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24 say, But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Also John chapter 14, verse 23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We are to obey God's commands. Third, we need trials and tests. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brethren, when we fall into many a fold temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. These trials and tests help us mature and grow as a Christian and build our faith. All three of these will help Christians grow up in their faith. This seems like a simple little story. However, it is a forever life-changing, true story that leads to salvation and life eternal. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and the door will open and the stones roll away. He has a path for our lives and wants us to reach out to him to show us the way.